Episode 2795, Grace, Not Perfection.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're enjoying a fabulous weekend. College ball is in full swing. And you know what? Yes, so is our life. But today, I want you to take a break. I want you to pause because God has something in store for you. And also on this special day, I want us to pause because it is 21 years since 9/11. And it's unfortunate that people who died that day left way too early. And it's not that they leave behind people who are suffering, but they are living out their legacy. So today, we pause in honor and tribute to those who ran into the buildings to save those who were hurting and to those who never made it. We will never forget. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kiss It newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, today is all about God and your walk with Him. And sometimes I think we have this thought that we have to live in perfect walk all the time in our lives. Grace, not perfection. Who in your life assigned the task of being perfect? God knows no boundaries on what you can't do. He delights in grace, not perfection. You know, Proverbs 4, verse 23 says this, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." It's a beautiful verse, and it's a proverb that we really need to take to heart because a lot of us aren't guarding our hearts. We're out there on social media. We're doing stuff that maybe we wouldn't have done had technology not existed. And I'm not here to blame technology. Technology is very wonderful in many ways, and it serves a purpose. But where are you showing up in your life? If you confine yourself to perfection, the things of this world, you leave behind the heavenly opportunities here on earth. You can't do what God created you to do if you try to live a life of perfection. If you try to filter everything through, so man, that skin doesn't look like it has any wrinkles. Oh, your teeth are so white. Oh, look at me. I got to hold that camera. The new phones are coming out. Have you seen the releases? What is it going to do for your life's perfection? It's a goal, a lifestyle that can never be obtained. Now you can increase your knowledge, your efficiency, and your expertise, but that won't lead you to perfection. As hard as you try, it won't. It won't get you there. All the filters that you want, the best cameras out there, the newest phones, you'll just get frustrated with yourself, and the thoughts of still being where you are today will haunt you. Fear will creep in. Doubt will harden your heart. Love for yourself will be muted. This is not the life God has intended for you to live. Grace, not perfection. So you got to tidy up your thoughts so your actions will reflect God's dreams for you. And you do that with whom you're hanging out with. When was the last time you had a chat with God? An honest chat. Seriously, think about it. Because we can say, oh, I said a prayer just this morning when I woke up. Okay, was that chatting about what he wanted or what you needed and what you wanted from him? I want you to get down to the nitty-gritty with God. Because life isn't easy. You and I were not promised easy. However, that's the attitude we take when we think God owes us. Does he? God doesn't owe us anything. But he does give us grace. Grace, not perfection. You know, we tend to just kind of fly by the seat of our pants. We go through the drive-thru and we want that immediate 5-minute meal and having everything done. Wouldn't it be nice if we just could have that 5-minute life anytime we wanted it? All the worries would fade away. I'm here to tell you, let's be realistic. I want you to see what God sees. I want you to open up your heart to him. Remember, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. If you got cobwebs in your heart, what do you think you're dishing out to your family? How are you showing up for your workers, your colleagues, your neighbors, strangers? All you have to do is turn on the news and see what's happening in our world. Our city here is suffering. There are cities around the world suffering. And we can help combat that by being close to God and not trying to be perfect, but living in His shadow, learning from Him directly. When was the last time you picked up the Bible? Now, this is not to throw stones at you. This is just a reality check. There is a new season upon us. School is starting. Moms, come on, let's be real. We shift everything when school starts. Why? Because our life revolves around our children. Rightfully so. They need us. But in that, God needs you. And the problem is we're hardening our hearts. We think we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. We think we are living up to these expectations that God wants, but actually we're just living under the lie of perfection. And God says, wait a minute, grace, not perfection. So how are you really? What are you struggling with today? Because we all have struggles. There's something eating at you. And if it's not, well, praise the Lord, go celebrate. But still listen on, because you're going to run into something and you'll need this for later. Or you may have a friend, a family member. Forward this to them. Say, you know what? I was thinking about you. I just want you to listen to this. I pray it brings you hope and it fills your heart with joy. So how are you really? I want you to take a moment and breathe deeply. Just sink into your breaths. Feel your heart. Think of how your hands move, how your legs feel, and the rhythm of your heartbeats. What do you need to give to God today? What can you release yourself from because you've been living in this state of perfection? Now, that doesn't mean throwing caution to the wind and doing whatever just because. God gave us a mind, so He desires for us to use it. However, God wants also for us to be real, for you to be real with Him. Draw Him close to you. Share your struggles and celebrations. Ask for help where you need it. Don't be ashamed of yourself. God isn't. God loves you just the way you are. Yes, He wants what's best for you and sets forth parameters in how you're to live your life. But never does He leave or forsake you. During your most challenging times, God is near. During your most celebrated times, God is near. So get out of your head. Grace, not perfection. I want you to really think about where God has you. Is there a door of opportunity that He's opened, but you're fearful of walking through it? Are you needing to change some of the routines and habits that you have, but you're like, nah, that's too difficult? And you really figure that, well, nothing's going to change because I haven't been able to do it, so why now? Grace, not perfection. We are not supposed to be perfect. That's why we have Jesus Christ. That's why He went to the cross for us. Because you see, God sees us as perfect through Jesus Christ. And that doesn't mean we can go and do whatever and then pretend to ask for forgiveness and then do something right for a little while and say, oh, I did good, and then go forth. No. God does set expectations for us, those parameters. But He also knows that we will fall. And so that is why He extends us grace. Do you need His hand today? Grab a hold of His heart. God's waiting for you. Grace, not perfection. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We will never forget. Have a beautiful, blessed day.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.